Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Samach Zayin, and we're learning Siman Lamed. So in Siman Lamed, he does not discuss any halachic issues. He just brings some of the different rushes of Chazal in regards to Kibbutz Abayim. B'tanan de Be'eliyo Isa. So there's a sefer known as Tanan de Be'eliyo, and in that sefer these are lessons which were taught by Eliyo and Novi. So it says the following. The Torah wrote Kabedes Avicha in the Sefer Dibros, and shortly thereafterwards, first is Losir Tzach, and then is Losinov. So, what is the connection between Kabedes Avicha and Losinov? The Lamdacha. So the Tanya Bel Yov says the following: Shim Nasa Adam Isha, v'hi eina mechabedes avi v'imai. If a person marries a woman and the woman does not give kavod to her father-in-law and mother-in-law, does not give kavod to his parents, so he's married a woman which is inappropriate to marry, because part of the woman's responsibility is to give kavod to her husband's parents. And by marrying such a woman who is inappropriate to marry, it's as if he's living in a situation as if they're not really married, as if they are a noyef kol yomov. So a person has to be aware that he has to marry a person who can learn to respect and undertake the responsibility of dealing with her husband's parents as if they are her parents. Kabed v'loy signov. The Torah wrote Kabed zavicha v'simecha, and then shortly thereafter it writes l'signov. Now, the Lusignav in the Sefer Dibros is not referring to not to steal, it's referring to not to kidnap. So what's the connection between Kavod Avicha Esimecha and Lusignav? Shim yesh l'odam bonim u'bonis b'ser b'esai v'erom mechabdim aviyam v'imam. A person has children in his home, and the children are not mechabed their parents. So he has children, and the children are not mechabed him and his wife. Kilo gain of the foshas. So maybe the suggestion, what he's saying, is the following. It's the responsibility upon the parents to teach the children how to act. And the Rosham is mafka the children by the parents. That the parents are supposed to take the pikkudin that they received and to watch over it and to tend to it and to nurture it. And part of the responsibilities of the parents is to teach the children and nurture them to the mitzvah of kibbutz avim. If the parent is not doing that job, it is as if they received a bikkurin, which they don't deserve. So in that sense, it's almost equivalent as if they, as it were, have kidnapped these children from Hashem. Hashem gave the parents a bikkurin, and they are not taking care of the bikkurin, so they don't have a right to have this bikkurin. And if so, it is equivalent as if they have taken these children as the bikkurin from Hashem inappropriately, which is the equivalent of taking it as if they're kidnapping it. That would seem to be the understanding of what he's saying. So in that regard, first says that about the idea that the appropriate way to look at the children in one's home is that they are a bikkurin that one has received from Hashem. They do not belong to the parents. Chava says, "Kanisi Isha is Hashem." She says, "Kayan, he's mine." She says, "He's my child," and that doesn't last. That attitude generates an individual, which eventually, he himself, and his line of descendants are destroyed. Person believes that the children belong to them. Sometimes they say, "Well, I can't own them, so what's it worth?" Hevel, the same thing. Kishos the Elokim, the third child that the Russian describes, born to Adam and Chava, is that the Russian placed him by me. He's Hashem's child, and Hashem placed the child by me. That's the child from which the world is built. The whole world is built on the Shais, who's the child where Chava says, Kishos the Elokim Zera Acher. And the Rosh Hashanah has placed his child by me. So that would be the explanation of the idea of the Chayyadim, that he's quoting from the Talmud Leo. Bez Hashem, I want to maybe quote one or two other ideas from the Talmud Leo in regards to Kibbutz Avayim. But then in the parentheses, the Chayyadim says, Ayin b'sefer chasidim, misimin tofkuf samach alav ad tofkuf samach vov, umisimin shin lamed hei ad shimen vov. There's a sefer known as Sefer Chasidim, written by Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and various different topics. He talks about different topics relevant to Kibbutz Avayim, in the Sefer Chasidim, in a series of thoughts, in numbers Tufkuf Samach Aleph, etc., and in numbers Shin Lamed Hei, etc. So maybe you want to quote one or two points, or a few points from what the Sefer Chasidim over the next few days, and then we'll move on to the next Klal Samaches. Meanwhile, have a good day.